And that demands really immediately fair trade with all of our trading partners, and that includes Canada.
Donald Trump calling for a change to international trade with Canada, which includes doing something about dairy, legislating a Buy American policy, and renegotiating NAFTA. So what could that mean for Canadian manufacturers? Well, Andrew Wynne Williams is the Divisional Vice President for BC of the Canadian Manufacturers and Exporters, and he joins me in studio this morning. Andrew, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
What was the first thing you thought of after hearing Donald Trump earlier this week?
Well, it wasn't actually a surprise. He did say almost the exact opposite on February 14th, talking about how Canada wasn't a target when he and Prime Minister Trudeau were meeting. But he does have a tendency to play to whichever crowd he's standing in front of. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it was Wisconsin dairy farmers and toolmakers. So that's who he was playing to. So we have to as much as we can, look at action, not deed. And we have struck the same tune since we started since the President Trump was elected. And that is really emphasizing to our government that in their discussions and negotiations with the U.S. government, that we have to focus on, one, our relationship is unique. There's no other relationship like it in the world. We tend not to make stuff for the U.S. and sell it to them. We tend to make stuff with the U.S. and sell it to the world. So a lot of things that are produced in North America have parts that go back and forth across the border a number of times. And so for us, that's kind of a real focus is we have a unique relationship. Untying that relationship would be extremely challenging. So for us, that's the message that we're delivering. In regards to the sort of the three specific things he talked about yesterday, dairy, we have different ways of approaching production of dairy products. So on our side, we have a supply chain control system. On their side, they have a different kind of subsidy, which mm-hmm. emphasizes production. So they overproduce, we produce to a particular market and subsidize that production in a different way. So for us, the dairy farmers have done, or their organizations have done a very good job of carrying that argument. We're not really experts in dairy, so it's not really a discussion we want to get that deeply into. The second one is much more interesting, and that's the Buy America policy. So for those who don't understand what that is, that's not just Trump saying, buy American. It's actually a specific policy around when infrastructures are being, projects are being built in the U.S., it must use U.S. products.
The steel, the concrete, the whatever.
And so for us, we have a much more open infrastructure program, and we've been using NAFTA to a degree to get around some of the Buy America things, but the reality is that it's a real challenge for our steel producers already to go into the U.S. and sell things. So we would like to see changes there as well, to have essentially a Canada-U.S. policy, where in other words, where we both access each other's infrastructure projects.
So how much of a change does this represent then? I mean, Trump's position on Buy American, I mean, if a bridge is being built in Texas, how much of the steel in that bridge is Canadian? And what could change in the coming years?
So great question. I think it depends from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. I don't know exactly what elements of U.S. infrastructure are, this applies to, which it doesn't. I know, for example, in Prince Rupert a couple of years ago, we went back and forth. Well, there's a ferry that goes from Prince Rupert to Juneau, one of the U.S. ports. Mm. And they were doing upgrades to the Prince Rupert part of the port. And American authorities were trying to apply Buy America to those upgrades, right? So there's elements that are very odd. We would like to see the Buy America policy change in our favor. They, of course, would like to see it change another way. If, from our perspective, what we've said to the federal government is, look, if they're going to be really hard on Buy America, we need reciprocity. So in other words, our jurisdictions over here, both federal and provincial, need to start saying, okay, we will put the same tariffs on U.S. steel that U.S. is putting on Canadian steel, and just apply it in that way. So not saying every international competitor has those tariffs, just whichever country is going to tariff our stuff for their infrastructure, we will have reciprocity. So it just level the playing field.
Sure. Couldn't that go out of control, though? I mean, there's a lot of sort of tit for tat there.
Yeah, there's so that ideally that wouldn't be good for either economy. But at this point, if Buy America is just what, you know, that's an element where it's fairly specific. So, you know, clearly you don't want to get into a trade war, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. But that's a fairly specific policy that we think currently isn't being, isn't a fair and level playing field.
What's the mood like among your members right now? I mean, are people worried?
So, yes, some are worried. However, right now, the anecdotal evidence that we've got is trade has actually improved recently.
Why is that?
We're not sure. Could be that the things were just kind of backed up and all of a sudden a lot of people are investing in the U.S. right now. The challenge for us in the near term is less, or in the long term rather, is less the concern about the actual trade agreement and more the concern about our own overall competitiveness and what we're doing as an industry to keep ourselves competitive and what government is doing to support our competitiveness. So we're looking across the border and saying not only is Trump looking at opening NAFTA, he's looking at reducing taxes, changing the regulatory regime, doing a bunch of things to make the American industry more competitive and encourage investment there. We are not doing those kinds of things here. We would like to. We've got we published a document in October called Industry 2030 about the things that we need to do as a nation to make our manufacturing industry more competitive. We would like to see some of those things done, and that's really where we want to focus is. How do we make our own industry more competitive, not just for the U.S., but for the world?
So is it useful then that NAFTA might be reopened? I mean, in a sense, it gives you a chance to sort of revisit a bunch of stuff that was really last thought about in the 80s and 90s.
Right, exactly. I mean, a lot of stuff in NAFTA that, you know, particularly things around professional designations were kind of encoded in the agreement and had to be renegotiated as opposed to encoded into sort of the the more flexible areas of that kind of arrangement where you can look at it every couple of years. So some of the professional designation things are just wildly out of control. So there's a variety of things that we would sure say, sure, let's open up NAFTA and look at it. I mean, because if you want to renegotiate, renegotiation is a two-way street. Now, Mr. Trump said a couple of days ago when he was in Wisconsin that, what was his exact words? He'd like to take a sledgehammer to it. But the reality is that you know, if we look at his negotiating style, everything's with a sledgehammer. So that's not actually news.
Well, that's how he talks often. Yeah. Whether it actually plays out that way remains to be seen,
true.
I suppose. Andrew Wynn Williams, thanks very much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me in.
Andrew Wynn Williams is the Divisional Vice President for BC of the Canadian Manufacturers and Exporters. He joined us in studio this morning. This is On the Island. On